Hi, my name is Debbie Cox. My position at Henry Street is the administrative director for the Workforce Development Center.
You know, when we were growing up, Henry Street was really important. I attended their daycare, and then I went through all their youth programs. My oldest son attended Henry Street Daycare. So then he went through all the programs that they had to offer. And then my youngest son, he did attend summer camp. My mother was involved with the parent association group. And I just want to say it, my grandmother was the cook at 265 Henry Street. So it's really four generations. I want to say, I guess I was in denial when I first heard about COVID-19. And still, I was still in denial. I was still going to work, although we were saying that, you know, we may have to shut down. But I was totally in denial that this would even hit this hard and this fast. I just felt like everybody was like in a rush, like people were moving fast. And I was moving slow, like trying to just think about, okay, what's happening here? What's the next step? Started thinking about my family and do we have groceries needed for my elderly mother? It's just like, you know, because I'm really close with my sisters. Do they have everything? Just reaching out to them. And then my son, who's a school teacher, and how he's dealing with it and him being alone. And my husband's father was in one of the local nursing homes and he caught the virus. So he turned 90 on March 30th and he caught the virus that Friday after. And then he passed away that Monday, so within 3 days. You know, I'm just trying to be supportive to my husband because with all these deaths that are happening, it was very hard to find a funeral home that would pick up the body. And we're still waiting to have his father cremated. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges. And, you know, I get calls too, like, can you help me find a funeral home? Because there's other people who reached out to me knowing that my father-in-law passed and what funeral home that I use. So it was just a lot. Like, it was just a lot. I mean, Henry Street has always stepped up to the plate when there were times in need. Henry Street came up with this helpline. Anybody who needs assistance can call the helpline. You know, we take down what they need. And 90% of the calls are coming in just saying that they need food. Or if they need some counseling due to anxiety, we can then refer them to any of the Henry Street programs. I'm born and raised in the Lower East Side, and a lot of the people in my community respects me because they either came through Henry Street or their family came through Henry Street. So I'm so happy that I am able to be on the helpline to assist them. You know, we went through Hurricane Sandy, so this is not new. Like shutting down, not for me. I think it just comes naturally because I'm a warrior. If I see a problem, I'm going to try to find a solution for it. So, you know, I just picked up my office, bought everything here, set up shop, and was ready to go the next day. I'm going to tell you what keeps me going. Knowing that Henry Street has been there for my family, and I live in this community, and I know that, you know, I need to be a part of this to make sure that if I got the help, that I want to make sure someone else is getting that help as well.